studies in this field. I am convinced by the number of cases where the problem of purity psychosomatic is far greater than most men people ever even recognize. You can't recognize it. You've got to say there's a pill for every problem. I say you ask what they teach, or you cut this out, you give them a pill for the rest. And many times, of course, give them a pill with some sugar or something like that. But really, I see people really foreign visitors in the press, and it's not a headache and so forth. So, psychosomatic, really a good enough. So you don't be a psychiatrist. But remember that. Goodbye.
Well, you've been a very valuable asset to our staff. You've got that Congress down there and everything. We've come up with all the domestic council first. It's bad. And the idea is like this, just keep trying to get through. You will lose this time, lose this time, and eventually you win. And I think being part of this, to the average person is very important. It's being for it rather than the fact, well, look what I did for you. You know, this is my floor. What's the matter? People with movies that are blocking this sort of thing. It's a new idea.
John's been working on this New Towns national growth thing lately, and we're coming up with some stuff that is beginning to look very, very interesting for next year.
Yes.
And he's letting heart and soul in.
it's a good service.
And I don't really look here for you, Rob. I don't know how one says, thank you for the experience.
Oh, my goodness, we appreciate all this. I mean, we haven't been able to pay you as much as you were. That's all we get for you. See, we've got everything else we've got here, but to candidates, we always give money clips. That's a very, the other thing is, you know, or less, that costs more than $5, so please don't give it to anybody else.
Well, one of the strong of our job, one of the great controls I had was the first decision taken for you as well.
I know. Well, I never up there, Camp David, and then of course you also helped and.
But listen, I'm sure we can give you one more bit before I can.
You remember though, you remember that too.
Well, I'm sure they'll be on the bay. I haven't checked in those guys. They have a little bit of them.
Yeah. But they do furnish.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're, I'm sure Don is still with you and all the rest of the group, he's got this thing set up in a very fine way. The organization is excellent. And we can just sort of carry it on.
Well, I'll certainly.
The beauty of this situation is that he's got it well organized. I mean, you've got all these girls in the camp, they have the cabinet officers, you know, the aides, trips, and so forth and so on. And there's virtually a plan for everything you can possibly imagine. The man really on our staff that you guys done, well, I'm sure that you must work most closely with his hauler, because he's actually the top logistic man. Staff, right, Don?
Yes, sir.
And then over in the White House, you've got various problems. But you've got to sort of work with all of them.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Connie Stewart.
Connie Stewart.
And Mrs. Winchester, and so forth and so on. It's a job for a diplomat, but we keep them all happy.
Certainly give it my attention, sir.
You've got an excellent group of second men. Which one is your stay? Which one do you have to get on?
Well,
I keep Brennan. Brennan is stay.
Brennan goes all the way.
The first commander does. He just got his certain people. And about coffee.
Coffee. Yes, sir. Coffee would not leave until about August. And he goes to school right over here.
August of next year.
This is. And then we have, I think Bob told you, we now have something that's been an oversight for many years, in fact forever, is that never the Coast Guard never been represented.
Oh, yeah.
And they wanted to, so I brought a Coast Guard man on board. We trained him. You haven't met him yet. He's ready to go.
Oh.
And the Coast Guard was standing with their tongues hanging out, just waiting to be
asked. Well, what would we do? Well, of course, when we go over to Florida, California, sir, get the
pills. We'll be the same as the rest of them.
Well, that would be very certain. I'm thinking that we could, yeah, he's we're on a Coast Guard base out there,
they support us tremendously. They deserve to get that recognition until we work with them. They were the one.
He's got to have all the family transportation, so he knows that they were.
Yes, sir. He's
well, that's fine. Well, they're good men. The second men are excellent. That's all. I have great confidence in all.
No, that's fine.
And those social institutions. Your wife will be here, is she in now?
Yes, she'll be here.
Yeah. And where do you live then?
I live in Bethesda.
You already live? Yeah.
I'll already live here, yes.
Yeah, well, that's convenient. When do you leave?
Well, if it's all right, sir, I'll be leaving by the 1st of February. And bring Colonel Peter, he's actually the general, he's been promoted.
That's already been done.
Yes, sir. I'd like to bring him on board about the 1st of January, John, a month.
Good.
That's all right.
How about the, say, for example, the next China advance? You might, I don't know whether you want to.
I was thinking of coffee with them.
Yeah, I know, but I meant to. You do what you
yes,
want.
Sir.
But if it comes, it depends on when it comes. But there would be no, I would see no objection, for example, if just, if he needs to be there,
the yes, sir,
needs to get a feel of it, just put him along.
Right.
You know, we get the ride to go over
it. I'll work that out with him.
So I know, but you know what he needs to know. He doesn't need to know. You know what I mean? You,
yes, sir.
But if he's got to be a little more comfortable for him to have been there, or I don't know how to. Well, I wish you well.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
On the way.
No, it's been a great one, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're not leaving.
No, sir. No.
He's got to keep waiting. Got to go home and have his wife there over there.
Yes, sir. Yes, she lives over there.
Ready as hell.
All right.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
Goodbye. got sort of odds in there, say.
Yeah.
It was, and all the, they all had to change.
Well, they did not have to.
Well, what the hell?
Some of them had to, and the others should have been, so.
No, they didn't all have to, of course, they were, everybody wanted to come in, and it's, give them a little trouble.
Needle or something in this chair.
What else is in there? They expect me to come over a second, and that thing for a while, right?
If Pat hasn't raised it, I haven't told anybody, and if Pat hasn't raised it with you, and you don't wanna do it, you don't need to, it's. I just lay low. It's there, and it's a.
Well, I didn't do it, just have a chance to talk to her about that, trying to, there, you know, just raise it.
Well, there's nobody expecting you to do it, it's set up so that, you know, Steve knows, and that's all. That, you might be over. Maybe the thing, let's, we ought to take a look at it before you go and see if there's some kind of neat way for you to do it.
Yeah, I don't know, you could.
There's a show going on, maybe you can go in between acts in the show, and I say, I guess.
Yeah, I kids. I went to Boy Scouts today, either, keep one of your kids.
Were they?
Half black, half white. School. You're a super candidate on that, Secretary of Agriculture, that's that young 40-year-old guy over there, early, on entire year staff in Nebraska.
Senate Department?
Head of the Marketing Research Group.
He'd lose. Though you're up there,
he says not, he's in, says not, whatever.
Well, that'd be great.
I'd just like to have a young man for once, I mean, we, our next interesting point, we all tend to have no confidence in people younger than we are. Now, you know, I'm, you're an exception, and I'm an exception, and as you know, God damn it, I apparently have never had a lot of confidence in people old as I am, because, right, we're always looking for young people, but we just so solid confident, and do we?
Yeah, we do the staff. We've done damn well internally, it's hard to get other people. We, God, we put an enormous amount of weight on very young people.
Right.
Look at Ziggler, it's a super and Jacob.
They're very young. That's right. That's right.
And we've got lots of others. And guys, we have Moynihan, of course, was awfully strong in that.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's great, man, always. It's always just a good reflection on the boss and he brings in some young people.
Well, you see that in that, that's another thing, the Disney organization, God, they're
young.
They take, you know, just super young kids, and they take, but they look for ability, and they see a kid who's got some drive and an adequate amount of intelligence, and they put him in charge of something, and they say, here's what you got to get done, and here's what you got to do with it. And kids respond to that. If you get the right kids, if you get the ones that. 21-year-old kid was driving my car, drove me out to the airport. He's the assistant manager of the transportation division of Disney World, which is, operates 120 vehicles. He's responsible for moving all the people around. I said, gee, that's great that a young guy like you would have an important spot like that. And he said, that's what's so great about the Disney organization. The only discouraging thing is my boss. And I said, why? They have an older man running the thing. He says, no, what's discouraging is my boss is 19. He's 2 years younger than I am.
It's quite wonderful, isn't
it? It is.
It's a young world. We just got our people down here in a place for older people, but my God, I
well, for operation, for getting things done, as contrasted to in deciding what ought to be done. I think you can tend to rely on young people more than older people.
Henry Harris and Jack Rock.
I don't know, I haven't seen him since the up here. Is that
hard? I didn't write
everybody doesn't think he was hard.
Well, he raises the problem of first whether he would break all the China in the department.
That is, whether you're willing to do that, where you face the problem of the whole hierarchy quitting, which might be a plus, personally, that would be a problem.
Second is whether you can sell them to the farm organizations. And there he says it isn't a matter of getting them to support it, it's only a matter of getting them not to oppose it.
Carlin says Harlow would be good for if he gives all the plus and minus, but mainly because he'd be all farms and know the exposure to the president. But one of the hard works is a bad manager. And
but Tommy is a good manager.
I guess maybe we need Tommy and running that.
And Harlow has great confidence in Tommy.
I see Harlow some way as Secretary of Agriculture. I can see him as other ways.
Can you? No, because we know he has that expertise, but I can't imagine anybody else.
Well, whether they're sort of doing it, I mean, it's,
you know, some way I'm sort of suspicious about it. It's not crony. Well, if you want to rip him up, yeah. Just take a soap lobbyist and make him Secretary of Agriculture. It's about as incongruous as you can get. Of course, you'd argue that taking a Texas rancher and making him Secretary of Treasury isn't so good.
Yeah, we've done that earlier.
Possibility
in the Southern Bible, those are the ones I think are the possibilities.
There's another possibility that maybe isn't even worth reconsidering, but that is that the felon disqualification is not total. Because you can't go for, and it has been done, there is precedent, you can't go for congressional amendments, you know, to exclude him from the restriction. It means you have to be, in effect, you have to be confirmed by both the House and the Senate instead of just the Senate. Okay. Probably would be.
Yeah.
Arthur, when he came out of here, said he wanted to see Malik. Did you give him anything on appointments?
Or did we give his name to Malik? Does
that give him an answer? Said Joe Jack.
Who would not have?
Okay.
You had to do almost by heaven. And you just can't say, well, yeah, I've got what they call me. Well, it's just a school, it's just as well not to expose your sweat, crap around, it might get a little bit worse. Yeah, I would be invading it. Have helped most people in the last 2 weeks, taken off a couple of days.
On bed?
I wasn't that bad off, but one day I was. You can't ever get good here. No, a week's not good. Nothing to be said, you know, for having in terms of things, say something like you meant that. Well, controversy won't have that.
Of course.
You know?
That's interesting. It shows action. So
you also everybody. Major weakness in the politics, and he's constantly logging the Jewish. Really can't. He did regions totally historically. Now, really can't make a deal with it. Trust the White House now. Yes. Give Israel the plane and all the rest. And that's how go screw as far as the kind of deal is concerned. Rogers, of course, goes to the other extreme, smarting around. Stuff that he
Well, yeah.
Several times since, we have to remember, I mean, it said that we're going to have a war in the Middle East.
No way out of it.
At the end of the summer, by the fall, and he's told you more often, he's told me, he's told National Survey, and he'd be right.
Crazy Rogers has got us into a war.
Yeah. Right. And he's never seen the Jewish.
Some time.
Sure, I'll catch you. Right after.